Okay, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as our special guest, a young lady that I've known for several years, Kristen Hammond. And Kristen is the associate pastor of Rivergate Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've ministered there several times, and she oversees the children and youth department as well as the Rivergate School of Supernatural Ministry, the Rivergate Apostolic Network. And she's married to Shane Hammond. They have two children. I understand that Kristen has another one on the way. Didn't know that. Congratulations. And Kristen is, since age 12, has served in the children's ministry department, currently mentors and ministers to the youth of Rivergate Church on a weekly basis with a degree in early childhood education, special education from Oral Roberts University. Pastor Kristen has developed the School of the Supernatural to be a strong training center for anyone with any background to pursue authentic discipleship with Jesus. And she's written some of the school's most popular classes, including Breaking Free. And that's what we want to talk about today. Kristen, thank you for being on today's broadcast.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And congratulations on a third child coming.
Thank you. We're excited.
I know that you are. And you're part of a great church. Always enjoy ministering there at the church, Rivergate Church, with your mom and dad also, Pastor Joe and Linda Budd. And we want to talk about breaking free today. There's an epidemic in the church. I believe that. And there are so many, many pastors today that they don't talk about this subject, and yet it is, you know, I would call it an epidemic in the church. So talk about breaking free and some of the the misconceptions that we have in the church today concerning people being bound by strongholds and being demonized. And just share a little bit with the congregation today so we can pray for some people.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I grew up being a pastor's kid and being in the church. And before we experienced the Holy Spirit and we experienced renewal, when someone talked about deliverance, the picture that I would get in my head is someone described in the Bible that is foaming at the mouth, that is acting all kinds of crazy, falling down, rolling on the floor. And the misconception that I had is that you had to be really screwed up and not know Jesus to need deliverance. And unfortunately, I think that's kind of what gets communicated to a lot of people, whether it's directly said or not. People in America tend to have the idea that if I need deliverance, there must be something wrong with me. And so there's a lot of shame about it. People tend to think my issues, my private life, I don't have to talk about it. I can handle this on my own. And there's even a stigma for pastors and church leaders as far as needing deliverance themselves. I think that there's a fear that if they admit to people, to their congregation, to people that they minister to, hey, I have a problem in this area of my life, then people are going to leave them or disown them and not support them anymore, and that it would disqualify them for ministry, which is absolutely untrue. If you look at Scripture, the guys that Jesus chose to be his disciples were probably some of the most screwed up guys there were, yet they did some of the greatest stuff, and they did deliverance ministry themselves. And so deliverance is just something that we all need. We all live in a fallen world, and we all get slimed. You know, think of the Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. We all get slimed from time to time. You know, we drive a car. You drive a car. I drive a car. After it rains, after it snows, you need to get your car washed, right?
Right.
I know that I do, too. And if you drive a car in the streets of the U.S., every now and then you're going to need a car wash. So if you live in this world, in a fallen world, every now and then, even though your eyes are focused on Jesus, you're going to need a spiritual car wash, so to speak. And so this shame, this idea of shame that has been projected onto the church, that if there's something wrong with you, you better keep it hidden, or you better not let people know about it, is totally from the enemy. It's setting people up to get hurt, to hurt more people, and people are protecting their shame instead of going after freedom. And one thing that I tell people is most of the deliverance that we need has nothing to do with what we've done personally. We've been set up by the enemy to have hurt happen to us. And in our hurt, sometimes we make stupid choices, but we got set up by the enemy. And we need Jesus' love all over us.
I absolutely agree. And I have read your materials. I think you have some of the most incredible materials on deliverance, freedom, that I have ever read. I really believe, Christian, you're one of the best kept secrets in America, because I believe that many churches and many Christians could profit from those materials. And I'm gonna ask you how people can get those in a moment. But you know, I guess I'm just kind of stunned why there's such a huge hindrance in American Christian churches regarding the idea of Christians needing deliverance, and many churches won't teach on it. They're afraid to do so. Many don't have the resources to help people with this kind of ministry, and so it's just one that is it's kind of an issue. Don't ask, don't tell. And but it's a major problem. So many people are bound in the church. So why aren't pastors not talking about it?
I think there's a lot of fear there, and there's a lot of shame. I know personally, I recognized in my life growing up that I struggled with the issue of rejection, for example. And there's a lot of lies that get told to you in the process, because there's a lot of miscommunication out there, good intentions, but miscommunication. For example, growing up with rejection, I thought that I would just have to learn how to overcome it, that some people struggle with it and some people don't. And those are all lies. And I came to realize that it was a spiritual issue. I read every book that I knew to read, every self-help book. I tried every leadership strategy that I could try, and none of those things would work. Secular materials didn't work. Counseling didn't work. Christian authors, it didn't work, even though, you know, they had good things to say. It was a spiritual issue, and so it required spiritual help. And it's a spirit issue, so it required deliverance. And when I got free from that spirit, my life totally changed. The shame was gone. The fear was gone. The rejection was gone. I wasn't believing some of the lies that I used to believe anymore. But I had to come to that place in my life. And I think pastors and leaders do too. And they have to lead their congregation to that place. And the best place to do it, the best place to start, is by leading them themselves and being honest. This is what I'm going through. People will always get behind a transparent leader. Somebody standing up and saying, this is what I'm going through. I refuse to protect my shame anymore. Whatever it takes, I am going after more of God who's with me. People will get behind that and will get motivated by that and feel the power of the Holy Spirit on that.
I really believe that. And, I just would like to encourage pastors and leaders, anyone that may be listening to BPN Radio today, to get your materials. And tell me about the Breaking Free classes that you have written and teach and you teach on.
Sure. We have two different classes, Breaking Free Part 1 and Breaking Free Part 2. Breaking Free Part 1 is an 8-session class, and we usually teach it over the course of 8 weeks. And it starts off with the basics and goes all the way through being able to get personal deliverance in ministry. And we deal with different areas. We talk about the sins of the fathers and the resulting curses. We talk about soul spirit hurts and ungodly beliefs. We talk about demonic oppression. We talk about forgiveness, because I am amazed at how much forgiveness really plays a part in the deliverance process, and how many people just don't even understand the concept of deliverance or have misconceptions about it. And each class takes you through personal homework that helps you get deliverance while you're in the class. And so at about week 7, we usually gather people together for some personal ministry time. We call it Breaking Free Weekend. And people have fallen in love with Breaking Free Weekend. They show up time and time again as alumni because they just really get ministered to personally. And that's kind of like where the Holy Spirit shows up. And because the stronghold has been dismantled through all of the homework assignments and through the teaching, the whole stronghold just comes crashing down without any of those manifestations that people get scared about. Oh my gosh, I'm going to foam at the mouth, and I'm going to fall down, and I'm going to, it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen. You know, there's no demonic voices that are speaking out of people or anything like that. It doesn't even happen. And the class itself teaches someone how to live a lifestyle of deliverance. And once they complete part one, they have all the tools necessary to keep doing deliverance on themselves, because we're going to need ongoing deliverance until we get to heaven. And then in part two, we address some specific spirits. And it's not as intense homework-wise as far as part one goes, but it really deals with some strongholds that are affecting churches and communities and even different areas of countries. And that's a 10-week class. Most of it is taught by Pastors Joel and Linda Budd. And it has some very practical reading that goes along with it. So it's very personal, but yet corporate at the same time.
Kristen, tell the listening audience today, before we pray, how they can get your materials and get involved in what you guys are doing, because you're not just Johnny come lately. I know you've been doing this for a number of years, and I just know you've had tremendous fruit from the ministry there. So how do people make contact with you?
Sure. They can contact us in two different ways. They can email me directly, and that is CRISTINH@rivergatetulsa.org, or they can call our office at 918-492-5511, extension 39. And we have the class available for individuals who are interested in taking it in a correspondence way, or we have materials available for a church or a ministry that wants to teach it as a class with their own personal groups. And I'd be happy to answer any questions for churches and ministry groups that want to get it going as a class with their own area.
So pastors and churches, they can teach your materials.
Yes. We want them to. We want this to get out worldwide.
Okay. And does the church have a website that people can visit?
Yes. Rivergatetulsa.org.
Rivergatetulsa.org. Rivergatetulsa.org. Kristen, thank you so much. And of course, this is a prayer time, broadcasting 24 hours a day, and really appreciate you being on. But I want you to say a prayer for those today that are listening to the program, praying with us, and just needing some ministry, some freedom in their lives, some strongholds broken. So if you would pray in conclusion today, I would appreciate it.
Sure, I would love to. Jesus, I pray that you would come right now and that you would reveal yourself in a supernatural way to each and every single person that is listening in, that has been saying, you know what, I have been struggling over and over and over again in this area of my life, and I just really need some relief. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them and that you would wrap your loving arms around them. God, I thank you for what you did for us with the cross, and that we have direct access to get the deliverance and to get the freedom that we need. I pray that right now you would just silence the lies of the enemy, and you would silence any shame and any fear, and that you would cause your Christians, your disciples, your church to rise up with boldness and say, whatever it takes, I'm going after my freedom. Whatever it takes, I'm going after my calling and I'm going after my gift. Whatever it takes, I'm not going to protect my shame any longer. I am going for everything that God has for me, for my full destiny. Jesus, I pray that you would just release supernatural grace in this season for each and every single person that's going to pursue deliverance, that wants to pursue freedom, and that you would just release the resources from heaven, the revelations from your heart that people need to go after it. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Kristen Hammond, God bless you. And Gina, looking forward to being there at the church on New Year's Eve. Thank you for being on the broadcast today.
Thank you.